components. You need to learn how to reduce physiological reactivity, eliminate avoidance behavior, and change self-talk that perpetuates a state of apprehension and worry. Anxiety can appear in different forms and at different levels of intensity. It can range in severity from a mere twinge of uneasiness to a full-blown panic attack marked by heart palpitations, trembling, sweating, dizziness, disorientation, and terror. Anxiety that is not connected with any particular situation, that comes out of the blue, is called free-floating anxiety, or, in more severe instances, a spontaneous panic attack. If your anxiety arises only in response to a specific situation, it is called situational anxiety, or phobic anxiety. Situational anxiety is different from everyday worries in that it tends to be out of proportion or unrealistic. If you have a disproportionate apprehension about driving on freeways, going to the doctor, or socializing, this may qualify as situational anxiety. Situational anxiety becomes phobic when you actually start to avoid the situation. You give up driving on freeways,